Welcome to Behind the Grit, the podcast where chaos is no match for grit. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you, I don't wait for success. I make a way despite all odds. For me personally, after living in quiet desperation, facing numerous challenges followed by tragedy, I refuse to give up. To this day, I remain disciplined and I continue to grow my business, create a legacy while curating a life I love on my terms. I know for me, failure has taught me things I wouldn't have learned from success. I have faced an insurmountable amount of adversity over the past decade, and I never gave up, nor will I. In this podcast, I'm going to share my unfiltered, raw, and real lessons on how having downright grit is a necessity in business and in everyday life. This podcast is not only for entrepreneurs, it's for anyone who's faced adversity or who is struggling with a lack or a fixed mindset or who knows they are meant to make an impact but don't know where to start. I'm not only going to share the challenges I experienced, I'm going to share the solutions and strategy I use to pull myself back up each and every time. Welcome to Behind the Grit. I am your host, Monica Klein. And in today's episode, I want to delve into the partnerships and relationships you form, as these are key indicators, and these are the people who influence what direction your life path is going to take. So at this phase of my life, I was young. I was in my early 20s, and I was very impressionable, like very, very impressionable. I had so many big dreams and aspirations. And at this phase of my life, I chose to enter into a relationship with someone who appeared to check all the boxes, but truly, as I discovered as years passed, he was truly stifling me and belittled my dreams and made me feel like I wasn't worthy. I used to think that maybe I worked harder because I felt like I had a scarlet letter. I was a 20-something single mom who was divorced. Now as I reflect, I know I was the one who handed him the permission slip to treat me this way. It wasn't the other way around. I'll spare you the details of the middle part of this, but this song and dance, otherwise known as a relationship, carried on for 17 years of my life. This was truly one of my growth lessons. Let me just say, staying in a stagnant and unhealthy relationship for the sake of love was something I got all wrong. Despite having loving parents who were married until death do us part, it appears I did not learn the lessons in the love department until I entered into this relationship. Everybody has that one relationship where they learn so much about what not to do or who they are or what their love requirements are. And this was that relationship for me. And unfortunately, it wasn't a quick out. It drug out 17 years. And oh my gosh, the lessons are plentiful. It was one of the most volatile yet passionate relationships I have ever been in. It was very difficult for my son and for my parents to witness. In the years after the relationship, I was ridiculed with some shame and just that lack of self-respect that I didn't know to exit sooner. So, side note on this right now, stay till the end of this episode because I do have a jaw dropper for you. As I reflect on all of those years that I was in this relationship, I was a young single mom, I was divorced, I was living in a beautiful beach community in Orange County, California, I was climbing the corporate ladder, I was checking all of the boxes of the things to do in life. I was starting to earn more money than I needed to just get by as a single mom. I was able to finally send my son to private school. I would take him on educational trips to Europe. I was truly beginning to live the life that I knew I was destined for all those years ago. All those years of playing it safe and having a safety net, I finally was able to spread my wings. I was finally able to daydream about what kind of future I was going to have. I was making more. I was doing more. I was providing more for my son. I was just at a place in life where things felt good. It felt like all the sacrifices I had made earlier were finally paying off. So every time I climbed the ladder, I made a little bit more money, I paid for it in my relationship. It was either an argument or an ultimatum or a breakup happened. My God, we broke up a lot of times in those 17 years. It forced me to begin to hide my success, my passion, the things that excited me, the things that I was thriving on, for the sake of hoping that one day he would fulfill that empty promise of creating a life and a family together, which, for the record, never happened. I kept putting my dreams on the back burner. I started to say no to opportunities. I started to see myself crumble. I started to hide that I truly wasn't happy. I became somebody I didn't even recognize anymore. I had started to really blossom, and then those wings were starting to spread, and I kept thinking, but if I'm in the right relationship, wouldn't he be happy? Wouldn't we be happy? Instead, I felt like my wings were clipped. It was a bittersweet situation. It's somebody I saw a future with, yet I didn't know what the future looked like. Every time I felt pushback from him, I pulled back from my career to make him happy. I was once told by a therapist we were seeing that we were involved in the romantic dance of the tango, which, now that I think about it, we absolutely were. And believe me, there was nothing romantic about this dance. It made me feel ill. It made me feel crazy. It was confusing. My brain and my heart were having a tug of war every single day, and neither were winning. Pull back from my career, which meant I could not do the things I needed to do, wanted to do with my son or my family. Pull back from my relationship, which I thought I had a future with him. I didn't know what to do. I was in a massive tug of war with myself. As I kept climbing that corporate ladder, getting the promotions, earning more money, creating security for myself, my son, his education, his future, or did I just stop and pull back from my aspirations and become submissive to keep my relationship? I didn't know what to do anymore. I was so entangled with myself and nobody could see it, or so I thought. So fast forward. Those empty promises slowly but surely started to become fulfilled because I got frustrated and angry and resentful, and I was ready to check out. Emotionally, I was already checked out. Physically, I was so worried about what everybody was going to say if we ended it. So he proposed. I had the beautiful ring. We bought a home together, and we planned the fairy tale wedding. But nothing about the wedding felt like a fairy tale. Felt more like a fucking nightmare. It was a disaster. We disagreed on everything. We fought nonstop during this process, and I kept saying this is supposed to be one of the happiest moments of our lives, and we're fighting nonstop. We spent holidays apart. We were both miserable. Finally, the rules were laid on the table. There was rules in a contract for both myself about how much weight I could gain if and when I had children. There was rules for my son on what he could and couldn't do when he lived in the home. As the wedding got closer, I could see the fear in his eyes, and I felt like I was constantly trembling. I didn't know what I was doing. Was I doing this to be the people pleaser? Was I doing this because I was afraid again of what others were going to say if we didn't go through with it? And I reflected back to when I drew the line in the sand with my son's father. And I said, I need to follow my gut and my intuition. I need to not go through with this. And as I thought those things, as hard as it was, as much as it was breaking my heart, my gut and my intuition knew he wasn't going to go through with it. So as we were both feeling that, he called off the engagement and I immediately moved the fuck out of the house. I changed my phone number and I moved. That was a very tumultuous short season of my life that they always say, you know, somebody's character in the moments after you go through something that is drastically life-changing. And I also had somebody at one point that was close to me in my life that imparted this wisdom that said, you're, as human beings, we are to love the people out of our lives the way we loved them into our lives. That has always stuck with me, and I do my best to honor that. In this scenario, I moved out and we had been purchasing things for the home. And so I did take some of the belongings and just to start my life over again. And he said, pretty much, you should be sleeping on the floor. That's how you start your life over again. And so instead, this is where my lesson came in. He called the police and filed a theft charge against me. I had to retain an attorney, and I got him to drop the theft charge via counseling with our pastor at our church, only if I allowed a moving truck to pull up to my new place and literally wipe out my entire apartment of beds and everything. So here I am, starting my life from scratch with my grown son. He had just graduated from high school. He was about ready to go to college. And here I am, starting it over. This time I had so much more wisdom. I had some money. So, you know, furniture, materialistic things are easy to replace. But the days and the weeks that followed and the messages that came from all of this were so detrimental to my psyche and to who I was as a person of allowing this to go down this road so far. You're probably thinking, why are you talking about this relationship? How does this have to do with your business? So let me share this. What you allow into your life will carry into your personal and into your business. Because I lacked boundaries in this relationship, I let those boundaries carry over into my professional life. And at this point, I was working for a much smaller company and I was doing very well, but I was also tolerating a lot of intolerable things, which doesn't even warrant my breath at this point. But everything carried over, and I kept wondering why I felt so miserable, why I wasn't feeling fulfilled, why I was feeling down all the time, because I wasn't living my calling. I wasn't living my true passion. I was going through the motions, and I knew I had a much bigger vision in my head. But the two overlapped, my personal and my professional, and oh boy, did they overlap. So let's just talk a little bit about my first potential entrepreneurial endeavor. And I was supposed to partner with someone who was my boss at that point. And we were supposed to launch a line in the beauty industry. She and I were doing great. We saw eye to eye. We got along. It was a beautiful phase. And it was finally something I was super excited about, being a partner in this new company where there was so much potential and opportunity, and we both knew it inside and out, and it was just the thing that would make me thrive. And we were away at a work event, a work function, one of those work functions where you can bring your significant other, your spouse, or somebody close to you. And I'll never remember getting the phone call saying that her husband and my fiance were getting into a fist fight at the pool, and we both went running, and they were fighting over our partnership of the company, which, from my perspective, was not any of his right to do so. So needless to say, that partnership ended, and that endeavor never saw the light of day for what we anticipated it to be. And that was just like, you know, my first red flag. As I then said, you know what, I'm just going to open my own business. And he really did not want me to. He said, no, these are the rules. You can abide by them or not. And so that internal struggle and battle that I had during those days, I am here to tell you this many years later, that if I would have succumbed and said, okay, I'll do it your way, we would have ended up in divorce, guaranteed. So instead, I bucked, I moved out, we both went on with our lives, and I've stumbled, I've fallen, and I've gotten back up. I've scraped my knees, and I've opened 2 successful businesses since then, actually 3, and I continue to scale and to soar. Why? Because I follow my gut. I follow my intuition. I follow my passion. I follow what God put on my heart is number one. And so long as I'm doing that, everything moves forward. It's forward motion. The momentum builds. It's not about the money. It's about following what you want to do. And if I had learned this earlier on, I would have been so much further along in life, but I don't regret it. I knew I needed to go through these situations because I'm here to share and impart my wisdom. I look at so many young women today, and let me just preface this by saying I have mentored dozens of high school through college-aged women in my time, and I still have a very close relationship with many of them. And I love hearing from them and hearing the success that they're having and, you know, the transitions and when they reach out for advice or feedback. I love chatting with them to see where they are. And the number one thing that I impart is the relationships are beautiful when they're meant to be. Don't force it. Follow your heart. Set yourself up. Make your own money. Don't marry somebody for money. Make your own fucking money. Doesn't matter what relationship you're in, everybody should create their own financial path and their future. You need to come to the table as an equal. And that is where you see this beautiful relationship flourish. When you don't, there will be struggles, there will be adversity, and there will be sacrifices that you will probably have to make if the man is calling the shots or be the partner, let's say today, that is doing better. So be aware. And my number one thing that I always impart on everybody that will cross my path is you have a message. Whether or not you share it is up to you, but you have something that is in you that you know you want to do. Everybody does. There's nothing special about me or those of us that are going out and we're doing it. The only difference is we made the decision to go out and do it. So if you're struggling with, do I want to open a business? Do I want to take this career jump? Do I want to leap into a different industry? Only you know the answer. Truly only you. And you need to be able to do that for yourself without any outside interference. And you need to follow your heart. I know if I had early on, I would not have gone through so much adversity, but I'm here to tell you that I'm using that adversity and the lessons and the solutions to share with you so that you don't have to make the same mistakes that I did. Let's pause this episode for a moment and let me ask you, are you ready to step out of your comfort zone and tackle challenges head on? Maybe you feel stuck and your problems feel insurmountable. Do you believe you have a message to share with the world, but you don't know where to start? Are you struggling with how to bounce back from any setbacks you're facing? Or maybe you're struggling to get traction even though you feel you're doing everything right. Or maybe you're grinding day in and day out with little to no results to show for it. If you are looking to rise into your personal greatness, to own your worth, and start living life on your terms, I have a solution for you. My book, entitled Behind the Grit, is filled with real-life lessons and solutions. Now, I don't hold back in this book. I share all of the shit I went through, the moments where I didn't feel like I could hold on anymore. I was literally grasping for the end of the rope. I was battling anxiety, depression, feeling lost, and hiding in my closet, fearing for my life. It was in these moments that I held on to my faith, my belief in self, and I found my true identity. These are the moments I knew I had a higher calling placed on my life, and I needed to share my message. I invite you to order my book now. I have it linked in the show notes below, or head over to my website or my social media to order your copy. I have found in the lessons and in each scenario I faced, which I'm now sharing with you in an unfiltered, behind-the-scenes way, that if I only help one person overcome whatever they're going through, then my goal has been fulfilled. So, fast forward, in the days, or let's say like the years or so that followed, I had the most beautiful soul awakening. I knew it was brewing, but I was living in a very stifling environment, so I had to hold it in. And it was on the eve of my 40th birthday, and I just had this awakening of what my life was supposed to look like. I had this full vision play out in front of me, and I sat and I wrote it down, and I wrote it down in great detail. And when I did that, I started to truly live it. So it's never too late. If you're in something that you don't want to be in, whether it's a relationship with a significant other, whether it's a job, a career path, it's not too late. You can pull back. You can do something different at any point of your life. Part of what I do in building brands and businesses, I work with people of every walk of life, at all phases of life. And I do have some clients who are getting ready to retire and we're launching what they call their second act. And so let's say you've taken the safe route and you've, you know, worked a career path and you've gone through the motions and now you still have all this passion inside of you you want to get out. Get it out. Go pursue that second act. Maybe you've done the second act and you're like over it. You're ready for the next one. Go launch the third act. There is no reason why you can't do it. Everybody has the ability. There's nothing holding you back. I always say that, you know, people say you have to have money to, in order to open a business. Yes, it makes it easier, of course. But get creative. Be resourceful. And if you're truly called for it, you will find a way. I promise you, there is a way. And I will dive into this deeper in another episode. But just a tidbit for that, when I was opening my business and I was coming off of a divorce, I literally had nothing left to my name. That's an entire podcast series and book on its own. But I had nothing left. It was one of the lowest times in my life. And I wasn't going to give up on my business. So I had accumulated quite a luxury closet full of designer everything. And as you can imagine, into my 40s, I had done pretty well at this point. And I said, you know what? I want this. I want it bad enough. I sold off my entire closet, like everything. I think I kept like maybe 8% of my items, from shoes to bags to jackets to clothing. That's what bootstrapped my business in the initial days. And people thought I was crazy. And I said, I don't care. I will wear the same pants and sweatshirt every day so long as my business gets off the ground. That is how bad I wanted it. That is how much I knew I was going to succeed, because it was a fuel. It was a fire inside of me. And here I am to share about it and share, you know, the lessons that I continue to learn and the success I continue to gain. So I just want you to know that if your gut, your intuition is telling you something, pull the plug. Pull the Band-Aid. If it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. You need to be able to look yourself in the mirror, and you need to be happy. Life is precious. I always say, time waits for no one. So what are you waiting for? Why aren't you going out and pursuing that? What's holding you back? Is it a relationship the way it was for me? Is it the safety? Is it, what are people going to think? Is it, do I feel like I don't have enough experience, or maybe I have too much experience and I'm too old and I should just settle and live out my final days? No, if you still have this calling and this passion on your heart, I want you to pursue it. If you're struggling with how to do that, I am a self-professed genius on building strategy. I believe you need a plan and a strategy to execute. You can't just wing it and throw spaghetti against the wall. You need a plan and you need a strategy. Once you have that, it's one foot in front of the other and you gain that momentum. So I said to stay with me until the end. So I want to leave you with this, what I call my jaw dropper. So from the date that I moved out of that house and that 17-year relationship came to an end, it's about, I think, a little over 11 years ago, and maybe 12 years now. And here's when people say you never know, you truly never know. So fast forward, my dad tragically passed away, and I don't remember the funeral. I was in a fog. I just remember I was going to faint at the podium delivering his eulogy. I don't remember who was in the audience. I don't remember anything. And I hired a videographer so I could remember. And the videographer forgot to hit play or record. So truly, I don't think my dad wanted me to remember that day, because I don't have recollection of that day. I don't have the video that I hired the videographer to record the service. I have bits and pieces of a couple pictures snapped here and there. But that's the one day that was extremely difficult. And all I know is I helped carry my father's casket into the car. I felt these eyes just peering over me, and it's in the middle of the pandemic, so we had very few people at the funeral that we had to number who could limit who could attend. And I felt this presence, and it took me back to this moment in time where I could feel the piercing eyes. You know, when you know somebody is just like that presence is over you. And I looked up, and I had a fascinator on, so it had like a netting coming over my face. My contacts are fogged in. I had sunglasses on top of that, and I just walked towards this person and just literally fell into his arms sobbing. That was the first time in 11 years I had seen him, and it was like the most surreal moment that happened. The day after my dad's funeral, we haven't spoken, we haven't emailed, we haven't texted, we haven't run into each other. I, of course, live in New York City. He still lives in California. We had no communication. Our mutual friends, I had said, don't ever share anything in his life with me. That's in my past. They've always honored and respected my wishes. I knew nothing about his life. And the day after my dad's funeral, he called and said he wanted to have a sit down and clear the air from what happened all those years ago. At this point, I didn't need the closure, but sitting down and having a heart-to-heart, hearing somebody's growth, apologies, how things could have gone differently, what they owning up to, what went wrong on both parts, was soul healing on a different level. And so never underestimate what that can do. It can be very powerful. And like I said, it wasn't about getting final closure. I had already had that on my own. But it was about hearing somebody and knowing that we were such a big part of each other's lives, and that you can still make something right when it was so wrong. So be open to it. I know sometimes I think, oh, I'm going to burn the whole fucking bridge and never look back. But sometimes in life, there's key people that when they re-enter your life for a reason, hear them out. Hear what they have to say, because you don't know how it's going to affect you. The lesson I want to leave you with today is, if there's something or someone you need closure with, or you still ponder, what if, I ask you to go deep within yourself, because I promise you, the answer is already in your heart. You don't need that from somebody else. I was fortunate that I got it over a decade later, but the answer was already in my heart. I already got the closure. We were put on this earth to move forward, forward momentum, not to look backwards. If you're not moving forward, I want you to ask yourself, what limitations are you putting on yourself? This is never about somebody else, This is about you. You need to do what you want with your life. This is your one precious life, and God wants you to live it according to the passion He has placed on your heart. So I would like you to really ponder that. And if you don't feel like you're on your path, make a change. Don't dwell on it. Take action. I always say, take massive, consistent, daily action to move that needle forward. No matter what it is in the right direction. Go forward. Don't look in the rearview mirror. There's nothing left for you back there. You need to continue to move forward, and that's how you grow. That is how you evolve, which is what we're meant to do in life. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. If you received value from this episode, please post to your Instagram and tag me, or leave a review and comment on the platform you're tuning in from. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also head over to my website and subscribe to Digital Gold, where I share gold nuggets on how to build a brand and a business with multiple revenue streams. I've linked my site in the show notes below. I want to leave you with this. The life and business you desire is so much closer than you think. Go all in on your dreams and do it like your life depends on it. I'm rooting for you.